this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting Hillary Clinton has won Nevada's Democratic caucuses with more than three-quarters of the precincts reported. The former Secretary of State captured more than 52% of the vote to Bernie Sanders of Vermont's 48%. Clinton told cheering supporters that their hard work had paid off.
Hotel and casino workers who never wavered. Students with too much debt and small business owners who never go off the clock. Tens of thousands of men and women with kids to raise, bills to pay, and dreams that won't die. This is your campaign.
Clinton barely edged Sanders in the Iowa caucuses, and Sanders had won the New Hampshire primary. Meanwhile, the polls have just closed in South Carolina, where Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is hoping to capitalize on his win in New Hampshire while holding off a challenge from Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Results from both states are expected to narrow the field of candidates ahead of so-called Super Tuesday, March 1st, when voting will take place in a dozen U.S. states. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner of Thursday's presidential election, but the main opposition party is rejecting the results as fraudulent. The commission said Saturday that President Museveni won the election with nearly 61% of the vote, more than enough to secure a first-round victory. It said his strongest challenger, Forum for Democratic Change candidate Kizza Besigye, had won 35%. This is VOA News. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it is willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. The rebel coalition known as the High Negotiations Committee said after meeting in Saudi Arabia Saturday that any potential truce would require the Syrian government to lift its blockade of rebel-held communities and release thousands of detainees. The HNC said the truce must also include Syria's allies, notably Russia and Iran. Russia has said that it will not stop its airstrikes against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria, even if there is international agreement on a temporary truce. British Prime Minister David Cameron has set a referendum on Britain's continued membership in the European Union for June 23rd. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Cameron said his cabinet approved a recommendation that Britain stay in a reformed 28-nation European Union.
This is about how we trade with neighboring countries to create jobs, prosperity, and financial security for our families. And it's about how we cooperate to keep our people safe and our country strong.
The Prime Minister added that the ultimate decision is for the British people to make in June. He did promise to campaign in favor of the EU. Britain's deal with the European Political and Economic Alliance followed a marathon two-day summit in Brussels, where EU members unanimously agreed on a package of concessions to Britain. And former U.S. Supreme Court Justice, the late Antonin Scalia, has been remembered as a man who loved God, loved his family, and loved his country. At the justice's funeral at Washington's Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, his son, the Reverend Paul Scalia, recalled his father's devotion both to his faith and to his country.
Dad understood that the deeper he went in his Catholic faith, the better a citizen and public servant he became. God blessed him with the desire to be the country's good servant because he was God's first.
Vice President Joe Biden led a distinguished group of officials, dignitaries, family members, and friends in attending the service for Scalia. Scalia's fellow justices, several cabinet secretaries, and many members of Congress were in attendance. Appointed in 1986 by former President Ronald Reagan, Scalia died last Saturday while on a hunting trip in Texas. He was 79. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.